Welcome back to the Atlanta Home and Remodeling Show in downtown Atlanta in the Go Dogs Roof booth. Mike Salmon along with Gene Russell, and we're joined by Chloe Mathis with Firefly Solar and Roofing. Hello, Chloe.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Tell us all about Firefly and what you guys do.
So we are a locally owned and operated solar company. We have been in business for almost 10 years, and we are vertically integrated. So that means we never use a subcontractor, and all of our employees are very close with each other.
So you guys are just one-stop shop. You don't have to send outbound crews or anything like that. When you say you're a solar company, you install solar panels on roofing so they can generate power for the home?
Yes, that's exactly right. So we install solar panels, and that is a way to own your energy versus renting it through the power company.
Excellent. So how does the process work with you guys? Do you come out and do an assessment of the property and install panels? And then how's the transfer take over from going from regular power to solar generated power for a homeowner?
That's a great question. We first stop is to determine if the home is eligible to go solar. So there's lots of different things that we have to make sure the home qualifies for. So that would be the original assessment. After we've determined that they are a good candidate for solar, that's the point where we would then install the panels, and they would connect right from there.
When I've talked to companies that do similar work and they install solar panels, a lot of it is, of course, you're going to have that upfront expense, but the money you're going to save over years, it's going to pay for itself. Talk about that aspect of the investment.
Yeah, so that's what we hear a lot from people. People are surprised when they find out that a lot of the time they are going to be saving money instantly, because instead of paying the monthly bill to the power company where they have complete control over your rates, they can increase at any time, you are switched over to a fixed rate with your solar payment. And then obviously once you pay that off, you completely own everything and you have hopefully a zero cost for your home, for the energy.
Let me ask you this. During the time of the course of payment, do you guys do the maintenance on the solar panels? And what happens once the payment cycle has completed? Do you continue to do, and is there solar panel maintenance?
We offer a lifetime guarantee for the solar panels, the workmanship, everything that has anything to do with the solar installation. So any maintenance that's required, we would take care of that for you.
Excellent. And you install these panels onto roofs. Are there particular types of roofs you can and cannot install these on?
Now, it all depends on the sun exposure. If you have shading on the roof, it doesn't really matter the type of roof, but it really matters about the positioning of the home and, like I just said, the sun exposure.
The name of the company again is Firefly Solar and Roofing. Tell me about the company, how long it's been around.
So we've been around 9 years, and we are local. We started in Greenville, South Carolina, and we are just steadily growing out towards the Atlanta area. Like I said, we're vertically integrated, and that's the biggest thing.
And you're growing towards Atlanta, coming into the Atlanta area now. So are you serving the Atlanta area? If you live in Metro Atlanta, are you an option that we can call?
Absolutely, yes.
So what does a typical, let's say an Atlanta home, 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, whatever, your basic 2-story home, what is a general price point people can expect on a solar installation?
Now, that's a question that is really almost impossible to answer because the energy usage of every home is different. So even if 2 homes are exactly the same on the blueprints, they have the same number of occupants, they could vary wildly on their energy usage. So it's really based on the number of panels that you need.
So it's based on usage, your typical usage, and not the size of your home. So I know some people are intimidated. They might have a larger home, or they could be discouraged in that way. Otherwise, a smaller home, it just matters on how much of the power that you're using. How long does it take to transfer all the way over to solar? And a question I've always wondered is, what happens when the power goes out regularly, like the lines go down or anything like that? If you're solar, do you have to deal with that still?
to answer your first question, the process of going solar, it all depends on, there's lots of different factors that go into it. So we try to get installed as quickly as possible. Sometimes it's a couple of month process. But once you are solar, you are protected against power outages if you install a battery. So how that works is the solar panels produce energy during the day. And during peak production hours, you're going to make a lot more power than your home is using. So you're going to charge the battery up during that time. And then at nighttime or in the event of a power outage, you're going to run off of that battery. So you're completely protected in that scenario.
Wonderful. I've also heard of buyback programs from power companies buying solar energy back from end user retail clients. Is that still a thing?
It is still a thing. It's not necessarily where you're going to be paid any money, but you are going to be given back a bill credit. A lot of the time, power companies have a connection fee that you pay every month, whether you have solar or not, and that can go towards that. Or if, for example, you don't have a battery and you're running off the grid during nighttime, that credit will go directly there as well.
Excellent. Any tax considerations or tax breaks for having solar?
There are, yes. There are state incentives and federal incentives. So each state is different, but the federal stays the same. It is a 30% tax credit that you receive back.
30%? Mm-hmm. That's a pretty large tax credit. So it would behoove somebody in the long term, if that's going to be their forever home, say, to move into something like solar to help benefit them in the long run, say 10, 20 years.
Yes.
Gene allows me one dumb question every interview, so this is my dumb question. I've noticed you're wearing a yellow fluorescent vest.
Yes.
Is that part of the uniform for Firefly?
Well, at the home shows, it's good to be visible.
Or are you going to be directing traffic on the way out?
That's my question.
Yeah, after the show here.
So our installers would typically be wearing this type of vest and a hard hat, obviously, for safety. It's really part of the safety aspect. So I just borrowed one of them because it has our logo on it. It's obviously visible. It's a conversation starter. So it's not part of the official uniform. I just chose
to wear it. So it's not parking cosplay.
This no. is part of the... Yeah, but I could help out if they need extra
hands. In a pinch.
Hands. Yeah.
Not a bad thing to have in Atlanta. You can always get a parking spot with one of those.
Exactly. There you go. Be directing traffic. The website for people to find out more would be...
Firefly.solar.
Firefly.solar.
Yes.
And are there any Atlanta offices at this time?
We are running virtually in Atlanta. We don't have a physical office, but our office and warehouse is located in Powdersville, South Carolina.
Powdersville, South Carolina for Firefly.com. Firefly.solar.com.
Yes. No, dot com.
No.com.
Firefly.solar.
Yep.
Firefly.solar.
See, that's why I repeated it, because it even confused you.
And I get to ask one dumb question, you know, or make a dumb comment at least one per interview. So I think hopefully that was it.
Chloe, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Chloe.